Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Over in Italy, a nurse accidentally gave a woman six doses of the Pfizer vaccine in one shot. I think in Italy they call that family style. And
Hello, friend.
Hello, friends.
Loving this friend group.
How's everyone doing?
Doing great.
What exciting new beginnings can we look forward to?
Well, we have a really big show.
What can we expect?
Imagine a cooking show with puppets, and you'll have the wrong idea.
Surely you're not saying it's unexplainable.
Exactamundo.
Exactamundo.
Oh, well, this should be fun.
This should be fun.
Let's do this.
Showtime. Thanks for waking up with the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Good morning. How's everyone doing today?
Good.
It's a gorgeous day here in the STL.
Yeah, Julie. Yeah. Go on, Lance. I was going to say the exact same thing.
Julie's come out of retirement as a traffic reporter.
Oh, you remember my old days as a traffic reporter? I'm honored by that, Lance. Thank you.
Julie, you were giving Lance updates on the roads and taking awesome pictures of the sunrise this morning.
Yeah, I took a picture of this light that fell down downtown, and I sent it to Lance, and I took a picture of the sunrise, and I'm posting it on the Wake Up's Instagram. It's a gorgeous day.
Multitasking.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
How was everyone's day yesterday? Julie, how was your day yesterday?
My day was good. I'm like, what did I do yesterday? What did I eat? Oh, I don't even know. But, I went to my weight loss place, and they're happy that I lost weight, and I'm happy too.
Awesome.
Julie, you lost almost 19 pounds.
Yeah, is that crazy? Actually, it's 19 today because I lost an extra 0.1 from last night to today.
Well done.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's a big deal. I think most people have struggled during the pandemic. So I think that's really inspiring for others to hear about your weight loss journey and you just getting on this like fitness track that you feel so passionate about.
Yay, thank you. Some of my friends are like, stop being annoying and losing weight because we're not doing it yet.
There are probably some haters out there,
that's
and
right.
I will probably be one soon.
Don't hate. What's it called? Don't hate.
Don't hate the game. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
That's exactly.
Yes.
Look at that. Kevin, how was your day yesterday?
Yeah, it was really good. You know, a lot more driving with my daughter. Driving more on roads she's unfamiliar with, which I'm you know, hoping to get her up to her. I think she needs like 50 or so plus hours with an adult before she can move on to the next course here with driver's ed. So she's doing really well. And then spent a little time with my son playing some Halo as we wait more and more for that Nintendo Switch to come back from California fixed.
I love the fact that Kevin is teaching his daughter how to drive because we're going to do this on the show at like 7:35-ish where Kevin will actually get tested to see if he's actually fit to be the driving instructor. And I went down this rabbit hole of the rules. Kevin, I'm going to be surprised if you're fit because I drive all the time and I feel like I'm a safe driver. I didn't know any of these rules. So I think we're going to find out that we're going to have to sub you out, man.
Okay.
We have to get a real driving instructor.
Right.
They were hard. All right, you guys ready to start the show and have some fun?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. It's The Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis.
Like you did on me.
Every single morning on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, we start the day off with some good news. A story that, like, when you look at the news, you feel like you never hear anything positive. So we are trying to find the positive in the world. Julie had found a dog story yesterday and waited to tell you. I don't know how it happened.
I'm trying to control myself, okay? So this is a fun rags-to-riches story. A dog in New Jersey was at a shelter for 8 months. No one wanted him. He had too much energy, they said. But then a police officer started working with him in September, and now he's a police dog.
Oh, that's cool.
That's so
awesome.
Cute.
Awesome.
There is another dog story that's pretty great, too. Back in 2009, a 15-year-old kid wanted to get this dog park built in his town in northern New Jersey. His mom was a big fan of the idea. I guess his mom was sick, so she has passed away. But before she passed away, she said, I'm going to get this done for you. She spent 12 years raising $85,000 to pay for this dog park. It opened last weekend on Mother's Day.
Oh, awesome. That's so cool.
Isn't that amazing?
That is awesome.
I'm moving from Texas to St. Louis. Julie, do you know if there's a lot of dog park bars? Because that's like really popular here in Texas. There's like three or four of them in the Dallas area where you take your dog to the dog park and all the dogs can run around. But there's also a bar in the middle. So, you know, the fur dads and moms can have a couple of adult beverages while the dogs run around. Is that popular?
Not that, I mean, I feel like I may have seen one, but it doesn't sound familiar. It doesn't sound like they're super popular because it just seems like there's dog parks and then there's bars that have, you can bring your dogs there. But
we need to make it happen. Indoor dog parks that are bars where you can bring your furry friends.
But
so you can drink even in the wintertime.
Don't drink and drive with your dog. That'll make me so mad.
It's Y98 St. Louis. That story is posted at Y98.com. We found some of these random facts that were so interesting that you wouldn't believe it's true. They were kind of mind-blowing. We'll get to those in 5 minutes on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. First, we have to jump into the entertainment. Julie, you promised Real Housewives drama.
I'm so excited about this ridiculousness. Okay, so here's the scoop, okay? This is Real Housewives of Atlanta. Portia Williams, she's raised some eyebrows because she's engaged to this man from the Real Housewives of Atlanta that we met before because he was the husband of one of her friends that she is now engaged to.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's breaking all of the codes, all of the rules.
Even,
but makes for great TV.
Yes.
And a great scoop. And they've only been dating, so they say, for a month. And now they're engaged and going to get married. And oh my God, I love him. He's really rich. So of course, you go girl. Matt Damon is reacting to Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez and their possible reconciliation. He was on the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb. They asked him what he thought about J-Lo and Ben dating, and here's what he said.
There's not enough liquor in the world for you to get me to say something about that.
All right. Let him off the hook.
I love them both. I hope it's true. That would be awesome.
Exactly. So they got him to say a little something. He said that, oh, yes, I'm excited for them. So at least he said something.
Right. You feel like by him saying that, he was kind of confirming it? Is that what you're kind of getting at, Julie?
I think so. And just a little tag on there. Apparently, Ben has been emailing Jennifer Lopez for quite a while right now. He's been emailing her.
And that's how you flirt nowadays? You send emails?
That's how you do it. And that's your Entertainment Minute.
These are some random facts that are so interesting. You won't. Are you guys curious what outer space smells like? I thought that was kind of interesting.
Keep it moving. I'm just kidding. I would like to hear that.
Yeah.
It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We found like these interesting random facts that are so interesting that you wouldn't even believe that are true. And I'll be honest, I'll run through some of these. There's like 125 posted and stuff like that. I didn't know most of them. There's only like one or two that I actually had heard of before. One of the first ones is Martin Luther King Jr. got a C in public speaking.
Oh, no way.
Really?
Yeah. Martin Luther King Jr. got a C in public speaking. Like, what?
That is crazy. That reminds me, for some reason, of Michael Jordan, how he didn't make his college basketball team or something, right?
Yeah, it's high school. You're right.
Nuts.
You know, it goes to show you that, like, sometimes you get these setbacks and people have no idea who they're setting back, and maybe those become motivators, too.
Mm-hmm.
Psycho was the first American movie to feature a toilet flushing.
Really?
That's so funny. I
feel like
it.
That's such a weird thing, too.
Really?
Cotton candy was invented by a dentist.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that's smart business. I think it was a business move.
Genius.
The Pope can't be an organ donor. If he dies, he must be prepared with all his organs intact. I thought that one made sense to me, probably for maybe like some religious reasons, I thought.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the reason.
But it just seemed like he wants to help everybody, so I bet he would like to be an organ.
Right, yeah.
That's funny. This was interesting for me. Pregnancy tests date back to at least 1350 BCE. That's when pregnancy tests were around. This is how they used to do it back in the day. Women would pee on wheat and barley seeds to figure out if they were pregnant or not.
I wonder if that still works.
Wow.
You should have had Katie do it. You could do it for your second one.
Space. Now, here's the one that I thought you guys would find interesting. Do you curious what space smells like? According to astronauts, I don't know how they can smell it through their mask or whatever, but they said it smells like seared steak.
Oh.
That's what outer space smells like. A bunch of astronauts came together, and they said that if you can actually smell outer space, it smells like a good steak on the grill.
Oh, my gosh. And can I tell you, I've been looking for this in my phone. I'm like, what was it again? My grandma was the secretary of the Missouri UFO Network, and I just thought I should tell you that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You're like, not surprising, but okay.
Yeah. I'll throw two more random facts at you that you could repeat to people at the office like you're a genius today. Polar bears actually have black skin and their fur isn't white. Their fur is actually see-through, and then it kind of reflects off the sun hitting like snows and white grounds and stuff like that.
Wow. Huh.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then baby blue whales grow 200 pounds a day, so they are not like Julie, who just lost 19 pounds. Just throwing it out there.
I'm not like a whale. Thank you, Brett.
Go ahead and share those facts when you walk into the office. Be like, Brett, Julie, Kevin, and Lance all told me these random facts, and now I look like a genius myself. It's Y98 St. Louis. By your rules, everything looks better with a view. Why you always in the mood? Is it okay to ask someone, are you vaccinated? 314-531-9898. I feel like it's the question on everybody's mind. Now that more and more people are returning to work and more people are going out to restaurants and bars, they're like, well, can I ask someone if they got the shot or not? Is that rude? What do you think? Julie, you have both of your shots.
Right.
Do you ask people, hey, are you vaccinated too? Who am I messing with here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always like, I mean, that's what I asked you when I saw you.
I was like,
I'm a double shotter. Did you get your shot yet? Like, I want to know, did you do it or did you not do it? I mean, because sometimes it's interesting to know, like, who didn't get it and why. Obviously, you and your wife had this whole baby thing going on. So if you haven't gotten yours, it's fine. But I don't know.
Would you not want to hang out with me if I didn't? You know, does that make you nervous? Does it change the way you hang out with people?
I don't think so. Does it? Maybe a little bit. Maybe I'm like, well, what if you get COVID? You could give it to me still.
Yeah, maybe.
But if you get the shot, what did they say? You can still get it, but you're not going to go in the hospital for it. You're not going to get it really bad. You'll just get a little sick, I guess.
That was my take on it. That was my theory is, I think, like, I guess, I don't care. I'm an open book. You can ask me any question. I just don't know why people are asking it, because the vaccine's about protecting you and making sure you're safe. So you can still get COVID. You can still get the flu. It helps you from not getting seriously ill from it, but it doesn't stop you from being a spreader or a non-spreader the way I understand it. And I could be wrong. And so people, if they're vaccinated or not, it doesn't make a difference. It only makes a difference if you're vaccinated. That's who you should be concerned about. So that was my theory on this.
I feel like it's just so top of mind because it like shut down the world the whole past year.
Right.
So it's like everything's like, oh, COVID, COVID, COVID. Did you get the COVID shot? You know.
Kevin, are you comfortable? Would you ask people that, or do you think it's more personal? This is a question that shouldn't be asked.
I think it's a very difficult situation because it becomes very political real quick.
You know, that's a good point.
And I think that that's the unfortunate thing about it. You know, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, look, I got my shots. That's fine. You know, if you don't want to get your shot, that's fine. You know, but I'm like, I'm not going to judge you for that. But it's like all of a sudden it becomes this weird divide. And then you're mentally, are you judging them? Why did you get it? Why didn't you get it? What's the deal? And then all of a sudden you're like, you're not my friend anymore. And I don't, you know, so it's like one of those things where like, I understand, you know, why people are a little apprehensive to ask somebody if they've got their shot.
As you go back to work, this is a question I think is on everybody's mind, so let's help answer it for people. Do we think it's rude? Are you allowed to ask this question? How do we feel? Can you ask someone, hey, are you vaccinated or not? Hit us up and we'll take some of your calls.
Jump in and join the con.
I was out for drinks with a friend, and I know we are all having this conversation. Like, what are the lines? What are we allowed to ask now that more people are getting vaccinated? What's rude? What's considered, like, showing manners and being appropriate? It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Can you ask someone, are you vaccinated or not? 314-531-9898. You could jump on, hit us up with a phone call, or text us on the Bomberito text line. We're just trying to give some people answers as you return back to work. You don't want to look like the rude one at the office. What are people saying, Julie?
Someone says the vaccine does protect you. It keeps you from spreading the virus. It's protection for all. So they were responding to something we said. Someone else said, don't ask. Not your business. It should matter if other people don't get it as long as you got it. I tell everyone, FYI, I'm fully vaccinated. No worries here. I've also been tested almost 100 times this year, so I share my negative results.
You know, that's interesting, too. That's an interesting take where you're like, hey, do you share the information? So not only I just want to let you know I am fully vaccinated. Is that some information that you should come out with almost immediately?
There's another one that says, no, getting vaccinated is a personal decision that's unique to each person and their medical history. Some people can't get it because of health reasons, right, and feel that they'll be judged because they're not vaccinated.
You know, that was my take. My take was, this is so personal, and I get that, like, you want to be safe, and I guess it does matter if, like, how much safer you are when somebody is not vaccinated where they are, how much you are protected personally. But I think if it's such a huge medical decision that's personal, then you always kind of like, all right, let people do what they handle personally. Keep it personal.
Right. But didn't they say that was like a big draw on a lot of the dating sites when people would reveal right away that they were fully vaccinated?
Yeah.
That's interesting. You
know? Very true.
I've been with my wife forever. We're high school sweethearts. I don't even think about that. Like, hey, like, do you swipe right or left if I'm vaccinated on a profile?
Right.
That's so true. But there is like this big push on the news, it seems like, on the national and local level. Like, have you been vaccinated? What are companies doing to get you vaccinated? So it's just like, it's so top of mind, talk of the town everywhere.
You know, I think the bottom line is, I don't think anything is considered rude because everything is so new, but you should handle everything delicately.
Yeah.
I think that's what we can come to the consensus is like, hey, if you want to ask this question, you're probably not being rude, but just, you know, be respectful when you do ask it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just kind of nosy, so I ask stuff and probably shouldn't have.
Speaking of being nosy, Google revealed the 5 questions people ask the most. We'll cover that on Keep It Moving in less than 3 minutes on Why Not. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We're going to jump into the segment we call Keep It Moving, where we cover all the stories that are trending all over the internet, and we do it in 2 minutes. We put 2 minutes on the clock. I read a headline, and Julie decides to keep it moving. I'm good with the headline. I don't need to hear any more. Or tell me more. We'll stop down and chat about it.
I have the power.
You do have the power, Julie. 2 minutes on the clock. Here we go. Google just revealed 5 questions people have searched the most.
I'll hear that one. Tell me more.
Okay. I thought these were interesting because I didn't expect it. What time is it? That's the number one question people Google.
Really?
Aren't you on a computer that has a time right there?
Yeah, like, this is what you use Google for. How to tie a tie. How to kiss. Where am I? Real question. Number 4, most Googled question. And number 5 is, how many ounces in a cup?
Is it 8?
16 ounces.
Oh, well. Yeah. I would have Googled it.
A woman held a fake funeral for her boyfriend. Why?
Mm. I'm going to say keep it moving. That's weird.
Ah, you did it to Kevin. All right. Sorry, Kevin. Four words to help you get out of a ticket.
Yes. Tell me more.
We know Julie likes the speed. She needs to know. Cops everywhere, they ask them, what are the ways to get out of a ticket? They say, here are the four words you need to say.
Is it officer, keep it moving?
Yeah, I don't think so.
That's funny. But no, it's how's your day going? They said they just want to be asked and treated like humans instead of just trying to be all defensive. Just say, hey, how's your day going? And don't overreact. And a lot of times they'll be cool about it.
Oh. Okay, don't cry anymore. Check. Got that?
Got it, yeah.
And then they'll let you keep it moving.
Right.
A way for you to stay with your pet forever.
Oh, I want to hear more about that.
Okay, so this is happening. States like New Jersey are allowing it, and more states are considering it, for pets and you to be buried together in a cemetery. So you can be gone to your grave, you get the casket, and then you and your pet get to be buried together.
I love that. As long as it's not Egyptian style, where it's like this Egyptian person died, and then they're like, and now the pets will die with you. I'm like, wait a minute, let them naturally pass away. Isn't that how they did it back then?
Yeah.
I apologize if that is incorrect. I don't know my history.
Well, speaking of incorrect, we're getting a lot of texts on the Bomb Radio text line saying that there are 8 ounces in a cup. Not
is it
16.
8 ounces?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's what it says. Yeah. Brent, well, they said Brent should apologize to Julie.
All right, I apologize. I thought it was 16 ounces in a cup.
Thank you, Brent.
Is it 16 ounces in a pound then? Is that what it is?
I'd have to Google that. I don't know.
No.
All
right, most dangerous creature on the planet.
Keep it moving.
Okay. What does it mean if you see a dryer sheet in your mailbox?
What does that mean?
Wow.
Tell me more.
Okay, last one. Now, the weather is warming up. They're saying they're putting dryer sheets in your mailbox to scare wasps away. And then that you're actually, your mail lady or mailman might actually put it in your mailbox to do it so they don't have to, like, oh my God, open up your mailbox and there's a wasp in there. So they might actually be the people who do it.
That seems really weird, but okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Pretty cool.
So if you do see it, don't remove it. Don't be like, oh my God, my mailman or mail lady is freaking me out. You're putting dryer sheets in there. Just leave it. It's for safety. All those stories, including the ones that Julie passed on, I know Kevin was sad about a few of them, are posted at Y98.com. 8 ounces. Yeah, we're about to do the impossible. Ever since I got here, I heard that Lance is an encyclopedia when it comes to St. Louis knowledge. So you're about to learn some stuff about St. Louis and see if we can do the impossible and stump this man.
Okay,
here's your first question. Mm-hmm. What type of soda, or sody if you're my Uncle Benny, what type of sody was invented in St. Louis?
I can think of two. Vest is one, and 7-Up, I believe, was from St. Louis as well.
He even got extra credit on that one.
Wow.
What is Vest? I never even drank that before.
Oh, yeah. Vest is good. You need to drink some cream Vest when we get back here.
Ooh, that's... Hey, by the way, did you know that in other parts of the country, cream soda is not red?
What color is it?
I read somewhere it's blue in other parts of the country.
I've seen the cream soda as like a almost a beige, like a ginger ale color too.
It's bizarro.
All right, I got one for you, Lance. Here we go.
Yes.
I'm looking for the exact address of the exorcism house. I heard that's happened in St. Louis where the exorcism house is. I need the exact address since you know the road so well.
Well, this one's all... I mean, I've heard so many stories. I'm not sure I can give you I can't give you an exact address. I can tell you that I've heard that there was a building across from the big church there, Grand and Lindell, at SLU, where some of that stuff happened. Old South City Hospital, supposedly a place up in North County, up by Umsel. Hmm. Those are like the three I can think of. I've never heard of a conclusive answer to that one, so I guess I'm stumped.
That counts, I guess. I don't know. That's like
really
a lot more than I thought you would know.
Not really stumped.
I had found the address by St. Louis University. People were saying it happened at 8435 Roanoke Drive.
Hmm. Okay. You got me there.
Okay.
Okay, Lance. And finally, the Secret Service has forbidden all presidents from ascending the arch for security reasons. By the way, I had to say, what does that mean, Brett? Going up of the arch? So the only exception was what president?
Well, you know what? I've never heard that rule before. Makes sense because it's kind of a confined space. Let's see. The arch goes back to the mid-60s, so it has to be somebody from like Johnson onward. I'm going to go because it's kind of off the beaten path. I'll say Gerald Ford.
Oh!
No, you didn't get it.
We stumped you. Hey!
Dwight D. Eisenhower. He signed the order for construction in 1954, so they let him go up. But that was the reason they let him go up is because he was the one who did it.
I got you. So I guess that was after he was out of office.
Yeah,
I mean, he was out of office in 61, and then the arch got finished in 64, 65. So, you got me. You got me twice.
Boom!
History was my worst class. You are so good, Lance. Nice
Stop traffic, Lance!
Julie, what's coming up in the Entertain Minute?
The Entertain Minute. Oh, Billie Eilish is revealing how a fan inspired her to go blonde.
We'll do that in 3 minutes on Y98. Kevin's teaching his daughter how to drive, so we're going to test and find out if he's really fit to be doing this and give him a live driving test on the air in 5 minutes.
Do we need a test?
It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. What's happening in Hollywood in less than 60 seconds with the Entertain Minute with our Hollywood expert, Julie Tristan?
Well, Demi Lovato is going to try to prove that aliens exist in this new Peacock series, which I will totally watch. It's called Unidentified with Demi Lovato. She's going to consult experts, talk to eyewitnesses, and uncover secret government reports.
Ooh.
Oh, so it's not a scripted show. It seems like it's a real, like, she's going to host. That's cool. That's different for her because we've seen her act. That's how she started in Disney. Seen her sing, but now as like a TV host. That's cool.
What I always say about aliens, I don't mind if they're out there as long as they don't come to my house. Tom Cruise, he does not regret screaming at his Mission Impossible 7 crew members for violating those COVID protocols. He says, quote, I said what I said. There was a lot at stake at that point, but it wasn't my entire crew. It was just some people that I yelled at.
You know, people had mixed opinions about it, but I felt like more people were on Tom Cruise's side. Yeah. Usually if somebody yells at a crew member, they're like, you know, that you went too far. But they actually took this it's very serious when he was yelling.
It's I'm glad he wasn't weird because he was so cute, then he got weird, and now, you know, it's all right. Good job, Tom. Okay. Billie Eilish, she reveals how a fan inspired her to go blonde. A fan took a picture of her with green hair and then changed the hair to blonde hair. She saw the picture and she was like, it's so sick. I won it.
I like that. Impression. There's a lot of people that think that she was getting pressure from her record label and stuff like that to become more Gaga, become more Katy Perry, and that's why she did the Vogue thing. Oh. And so I like that somebody that, like, a fan inspired her, she's changing the hair because she wants to change her hair, not because society is telling her to fit some kind of social norm.
Are you telling me I need to go blonde right now?
You look beautiful with whatever color you want, Julie.
Brad is the best, and he's obviously been trained well by Katie, his wife. Nice job, Katie. That's your entertainment.
Those stories are all posted at Y98.com. You can search all you want, Kevin. The answers to your driving tests are not there.
Okay.
We're going to put Kevin through a live driving test in 3 minutes to see if he's fit to be teaching his daughter how to drive. It's Y98 saying... The Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Kevin is teaching his daughter how to drive, and we're about to find out if they've called upon the right man to do so. If you are actually fit to teach your daughter how to drive, Kevin.
Well, I was a teacher at one time, years and years ago.
And he drives to work.
Yes. So qualified. I think we know the answer. There we go.
You drive an hour to work. We're going to find out if you're dangerous on the roads, if people need to watch out for you. No. We're going to give you a live driving test. Three questions that would be on the like the DMV at the DMV where you take a driving test for, you know, like the written test and see if you know the answers to these questions. If you fail, Kevin, we're going to have to find a replacement for you. Go ahead, Julie. You want to read the first question to him?
When driving at speeds under 30 miles per hour, keep a minimum following distance of 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, or 4 seconds.
I'm going to go with 3 seconds.
That's correct.
It's yeah. Right.
I was nervous about you, but nobody waits 3 seconds behind the next car, but that is the rule.
Nope.
Lance is like, I know I'm the driving guy.
They do not.
All right, Kevin, a pennant-shaped sign indicates what on the roads? An emergency stop, a four-way stop, a no-passing sign, or railroad crossing?
Ooh, a pennant. I was going with a triangle upside down. I was thinking of a yield. Oh, geez.
I know.
Gosh. I know it's not right. I'm going to say railroad crossing because I can't remember the rest of them.
I know. They're, like, long.
No. It's a no-passing sign.
Oh.
Like you are getting on this test right now.
Yeah.
Give him one more. If you can't get 2 out of 3, Kevin, we are really going to take the keys away from you, my man.
Man.
You may avoid the risks of alcohol-related crashes by...
Not drinking.
Well, there are 4 options for you, okay,
well,
buddy?
Okay.
Having just a few drinks after a long week, that's okay. Pretending to be Frank the Tank and drink as much as you can.
What?
Simply saying, no thanks, I'm driving if someone offers you a drink. Or, if it's a beer and not hard liquor, it doesn't count.
What kind of advice would you give to your daughter?
Well, it would be no thanks, I'm driving. That's exactly the correct...
If it's a beer and not hard liquor, it's okay.
Did I get it? You pass.
Yay!
You can keep teaching your daughter how to drive and not how to drink and drive. That's good stuff right there, Kevin.
All right, well, cool. I was going to say, because if I fail, who's driving me home?
Right.
No passing sign, too. That's Y98 St. Louis.
I hear a lot of...
We wanted you to share your stories because we're your friends and we want to have your back. So who did you block in your life? Who did you have to block on social media or from text messages? 314-531-9898. It could be an ex. It could be a family member, a friend. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. And Julie is the nicest person on the planet, always smiling. But when she told me she blocked someone, my jaw dropped. I was like, no way. Julie, of all people, you had to block somebody.
Oh, I block people all the time, okay? One time I wrote Happy Mother's Day and this guy's like, only Mother's Day is for humans, not for dogs. And I was like, block you.
So you're aggressive with your block button.
Yeah.
I didn't know this about
I'm
you.
I'm a blocking hot mama over here.
How many people have you blocked in your life? Jeez.
I think I have like 30 on my Facebook list.
Wow.
But let me tell you who I blocked recently. And this was in my phone. I don't usually block people in my phone. Unless they really make me mad. But I was, you know, I have this fireman boyfriend. I've been dating for a little over 5 months. Well, this ex-boyfriend that I dated, he kept texting me. And there was this guy that I was engaged to. I'm not talking about him. He's awesome. We're friends. But this guy, he was actually a kid's cancer doctor. And I was like, oh, that is like, what a cool job. You're helping the world. One of my dogs just passed away from cancer. And then I met him like, we're going to, you know, fight cancer together somehow. Anyway, we dated, didn't quite work out. But now he's moved to like a different city, but he keeps texting me. And I was like, I have a boyfriend. Like, I don't want to be in contact with you. It's just, for me, it's just inappropriate to be texting exes when I have a boyfriend. And so I told him I had a boyfriend. Keeps texting me. He's like, come visit me.
I just
want to be friends. Come visit me. And I was like, I have a boyfriend. I'm not going to visit you. So then I was just like, I'm just going to block him in my phone. So I just blocked him. And Brett and I, we practiced what happened. So
yeah, Julie didn't even know.
I was like, I don't know what happens when you block someone. I just know they can't contact you.
Okay. We found out, though, if you do block somebody, just if you know, if you want to know, and then you unblock them, you can then all of a sudden receive all the text messages. So you can see what they're saying and then block them again if you wanted to.
But you couldn't. So I blocked Brett just so I could see what it looked like. But you couldn't tell I blocked you when you texted me, did you?
No, you. Yeah, so if you block somebody, they don't even know. Which I feel like defeats the purpose. You should let them know, hey, you're blocked. I want you to know. That's like a kick in the shin.
That's how you do it when you're nice. You just silently don't tell them they're blocked.
So who did you block in your life? Is it an ex like Julie? Is it a family friend? Like, I feel like family members, like, things get serious and you have to block family at times. Or just like a friend that you lost. Or even jump in on this conversation too. Should you always block exes? Because like you had pointed, like, you shouldn't be texting back and forth. And so to eliminate that temptation, maybe you should always block exes. Weigh in on this. 314. Don't get yourself blocked by Julie. We just found out that Julie's a block machine. I had no idea.
Yeah, I am.
It's the wake up with Brett and Julie. Who in your life did you block? Was it an ex, a family member, a close friend? Things just got so serious and it was getting to you to the point where, like, you know what? I have to block them. Whether it's social media or text messages, 314-531-9898. Julie, you had to block an ex because they just missing you. They couldn't get enough of you.
That's right. I had a block an ex. I'm like, I have a new boyfriend. Sorry. Like, I don't think so. So I just blocked him because he just kept texting me too much.
Is that what people are saying on the Bomberita text line? Is it exes? Who are people blocking?
Okay, someone blocked their ex-sister-in-law. They said she is drama-filled, self-involved. She kept wanting to spin the story of the breakup. So I have her blocked from everything.
That's the worst. When you were in a relationship, you are in a relationship with the family. And so sometimes breaking up with the parents or sisters are harder. Or sometimes they insert themselves into it. And you have like an evil stepsister or evil sister-in-law.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Someone else, they just said they blocked an old boyfriend from high school after he got back together with his wife without telling me.
Oh my.
Okay then.
These are juicy. Leslie in Lake St. Louis, you didn't block an ex. You blocked someone from your childhood. Who?
Yes. So I had a best friend growing up. We were inseparable. And when we became adults, she moved away. And so we didn't see each other as nearly as often. But she still is one of my dearest friends. But she would text me. Like, she was one of those friends where, like, she would try to find different posts on like social media and whatnot, and then she would just argue with you. And it wasn't just like you could never have a conversation with her. It was always like, well, you're wrong and I'm right, and I'm gonna, you know, beat a dead horse and just not listen to your point of view at all. And so I know that, right? But my husband likes to kind of, like, you know, egg her on, and so they would get into it.
Of course.
And then from social media, it would spill over to personal texting. And so it would start on social media, where her and my husband would usually go at it, and then she would then start texting me, and she would text me tens of text messages over and over. And
Leslie,
just,
you sound like you're really nice. What you're trying to say is things got very political and you guys got into a political debate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not interested.
It's okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the call. I feel like a lot of people got into that this year, where like people were sharing stuff on social media and it just spilled over and you're like, you know what? I just don't want to see it anymore.
Yeah. Join the blocking revolution, everybody.
Who did you block? Jump in on this or text us on the Bomberito text line. It's why I could have said a big stop hurting. It kills me how your mind can make you feel so worthless. So before you go. Well, I think we open up the floodgates here. Who did you block and why? Let us know. Let us rant about it. You'd probably dig deep into your passion of hatred for this person since you blocked them. It's the wake up with Brett and Julie. Julie had to block her ex. Kept hitting her up.
I did. Like, I got a boyfriend. Sorry, Charlie.
314-531-9898. Texting on the Bomberito text line. Who are people blocking?
Oh my gosh. Someone said, I have to block creepers from dating websites.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Guys don't have to worry about that, I feel like, as much.
Yeah, because guys are probably being the creepers.
Yeah.
I blocked ex-employers and fellow employees.
Oh, really? Wow. That's interesting.
I may have done that before. Someone else said, I blocked my dad on Facebook because he's a gun nut. To each his own. My kids have a tendency, though, to look over my shoulder when I'm scrolling through Facebook, and I don't necessarily want them to see that. And that's from our friend Jenny on the text line.
That's fair enough. You know, I feel like a lot of people should block their parents because parents get wacky on social media.
Yeah.
You know, I've actually never blocked anyone on social media or text message because I've never wanted them to have like power over me. I always feel like I'll control my own happiness. I don't need to block you. I can block you out mentally. But Amanda in Lynchfield, you called in, and this is a reason that really struck home with me. Who did you block? Because you have such a great reason for it.
Yeah, I'm in recovery. I've been in recovery for about a year and 3 months now. So all of my old friends that I used to hang around with, I've had to block to better myself, really. It was a necessary move.
Yeah.
You know, to
block. Like, I don't need
and
to see that.
That's
I
on
need
social
to...
media.
Yeah, you just
that's
don't need
social
to see
media
that.
Because
yeah.
I've changed my phone number. But my phone number now, I get telemarketers wanting to offer me extended warranties on my vehicle, or like victim defense lines, something, and immediately I block those. So my block list for the telemarketers is huge.
That's genius, because you answer the phone, they're like, hello, don't hang up. And you're like, hang up, block.
Thank you for the call, Amanda. And every single time I always think to myself, maybe I really should extend my warranty on my car. It's Y98 St. Louis. What is something that people might be surprised you've never used, or maybe even think about a movie that everybody has seen? Everyone's done this. Everyone's experienced this. But you're just sitting over here going, what does that feel like?
I hear Lance laughing.
Lance has so many.
The Godfather, come on.
It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, 314-531-9898. The thing that I have never done before that everyone has done is used a dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea how to load one of those things, where to put the little pod things. Never used one in my life.
Because why? You say,
so we grew up not having it, and so okay. I didn't use it as a kid. And then when I moved out and lived on my own, I was so used to not having it. And I only lived on my own, so I always wash the dish as soon as I use it. I hate dishes piling up in the sink.
Okay.
And so I've always been really good at doing my dishes. And then once you learn that, I've tried to stack it a couple of times. Once you've gone your whole life of not learning how to stack that thing, I have no idea how that thing freaking works. So I'm like, leave the gadget alone. My wife will use it. If we have like a bunch of dishes and they do start to pile up because life gets busy, mm-hmm. I just call her in and she stacks it up and then does the thing and I unload it. But I have no idea how that thing even works.
Wow. Okay, let me tell you why this makes me mad. Because at my house, I don't even have a dishwasher. My house was built in the 1950s, but it's like, really? I've been there for 10 years and no one's put in a dishwasher in that kitchen. It is so annoying that I have to do dishes and you're like, oh, I have a dishwasher, but I just do dishes because I like it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Anyway, that's why it makes me mad.
I don't like dishes piling up, and I it's one of those chores that doesn't bother me.
Bothers me.
Like, you just wash them. Like, it's just run some water, you just scrub it up, and like, boom, you're done.
I ain't got time for that.
If Brett could give you his dishwasher.
Can you please? You're moving anyway. Load it on the truck. Bring it to my house.
So what do other people have? Movies they haven't seen, experiences they've never been to, something in their life that they've never used, like a dishwasher. 3-1. No mentions. Yeah, these are my only intentions. That's all I plan to do. I thought this would be a good thing. I've never used a dishwasher before. I'm a man who washes his dishes and puts them away. Still wake up with Brett and Julie. What is something that you've never used or never experienced that you feel like everyone in your life has done this, experienced it somehow? 314-531-9898 on the Bomarito text line, Julie.
Someone's calling you out, and I kind of think it's so funny. They say, so in other words, it is a way to get out of doing dishes. You have to call your wife in to load it and run it.
No, because I do move them. I never let them pile up. And like, unless we have like cooked a huge meal where it's insane, I do the dishes and put them away instantly. I want that people to know that.
Katie from Fenton said, I've never seen Forrest Gump and I get so much hate for it.
You never seen Forrest Gump?
Don't hate on him.
That's a classic.
And then Brooklyn said she's never seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Really? So there's a lot of these I've never seen movies. I know Lance was saying he's never seen The Godfather. Sally in Melville, what movie have you never seen before?
I've never seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And people give you grief about it?
Yes, all the time. And I know it was a big thing at the Tivoli to dress up and go see it, but yes. I've never had that experience.
Right. They need to bring it back now. That'd be so fun.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times that comes up where people are giving you crap about it. Like, how many times would you be like, oh, Rocky Horror Picture? Oh, Sally's never seen it.
Good point.
Might as well go see it, right?
Right, yeah. Thanks for the call, Sally. Elizabeth, you're in St. Louis. What is something you've never experienced that you feel like everybody has?
You know what? I never pierced my ears.
Whoa.
Me neither. None of us in the room have any tattoos either. Ear piercings. Julie, do you have your ears pierced?
Yeah, my ears are pierced. Okay. But you know what? I don't think Oprah has her ears pierced, so it's okay.
Oh, there you go, Elizabeth. You and Oprah.
The flip side of that is that all my daughters have ears pierced. And they were pierced by my 15-year-old over quarantine.
Oh, Lord.
That's who did it.
I went to get dinner for a neighbor who had lost a loved one. And when I was gone, she pierced everyone's ears. I came home and they all had their ears pierced.
Wow.
Elizabeth, I think you go big. You first ear, you don't get your ears pierced. Just go like ear, a nose ring.
Yeah.
Surprise everybody.
Don't listen to Brett's advice.
No, but the funny thing is my daughter who did these ears piercing, she actually did a pretty decent job, and now she's being recruited by like my sister and like all of our friends to like pierce their daughter's ears.
Oh yeah.
Good for her. Yeah. She just got a career. Make sure she charges well and mom gets a cut of it. Thanks for the call. Julie, what's coming up in the Entertainment Minute?
In the Entertainment Minute, there is a lot of fun things coming up, and if my computer would go faster, I would tell you what they were.
Find out if Julie's computer is actually working, and we even do the Entertainment Minute in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. The wake up with Brett and Julie. Right before we did this, Julie said, my computer's frozen. I don't know if we'll know anything that's happening in Hollywood, but she's so connected. She got a beeper right to Hollywood. Like, you know, let me pull out the beeper. I want to pull out the BlackBerry. Do people still have those? So Julie's got everything that's happening in Hollywood in 60 seconds with the Entertainment Minute.
All right. Scarlett Johansson is going to get the Generation Award at the 2021 MTV Movie and TV Awards. Who knows if anybody's going to really watch those shows because nobody really watches award show. But congrats to her. Some past honorees were Sandra Bullock, Adam Sandler, and Reese Witherspoon.
Nice. You don't have to watch it because Julie got your back and just gives you the info anyways.
Well, I'll just tell you what happens.
Yeah.
Tonight on TV, Kids Say the Darndest Things, which looks so cute. The Masked Singer and The Hills, New Beginnings, second season premiere on MTV. I am so interested in this. I love The Hills.
You're a reality TV junkie. I love it.
I am. And also, most importantly, tonight on TV, Chicago Med, Chicago PD, and Chicago Fire, and SEAL Team.
Oh, yeah. You sound like my wife, Sarah. She loves the Chicagos. That's her
go-to. Do you watch them all, too, Julie?
I like those mans in uniform. I'm dating a fireman, for goodness sake. Yes.
Good. Well played. Well played.
And also, Adam Sandler was back at the Long Island IHOP. He famously left for a 30-minute wait. You know, remember he went viral because the waitress put a TikTok video on there. Well, he went back to go celebrate Milkshake Monday, which is a tribute to him.
That's so cool. He's so cool.
He's so fun.
Did he have to wait?
He did not have to wait. He got it really fast.
Good.
And that's your Entertainment Minute.
Those stories all posted for you to keep updated. Having a pet can help you complete the family, can help you start the family. They become an instant family member. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. And there's no better person to introduce you to your newest family member than Julie Tristan, our dog expert, I feel like.
Thank you, Brett. I appreciate that. No, Simone, be quiet. That's Sebastian. No, Sebastian was rescued from a hoarder situation last year. So you're going to fall in love with Sebastian. He's had a rough life. He was one of 20 dogs that were found in the back room of this house. The hoarder passed away, so that's how they got rescued. A bunch of rescues came together, and they're trying to give them a new life. The feral companion, they took 8 of the dogs, and all of them got adopted except for Sebastian. He's the last one. Aww. And he is so cute. You need to look at his video that we put together. So Sebastian needs a patient adopter because he's very scared. It's, you know, he wasn't outside for a long time. You need to slowly get him used to being outside at your house. His foster was hand-feeding him because he wasn't comfortable eating out of a bowl. He was so nervous. Wow. Anyway, after he gets used to you, though, his foster said he is such a love bug. She called him a stage 5 clinger because he loves her so much now. But unfortunately, she is relocating, so she's leaving town, can't take him, and we need to find an adopter for Sebastian so he doesn't have to go back to the shelter because he might regress a little bit because he's just doing so well in a home right now.
You know, all these dogs are looking for is love. And so not only are we trying to give you a dog, but we're trying to fill your home with love and fill their lives with love. Like, a dog like Sebastian having not experienced that. And that's what his life looks like. That breaks my heart. So these stories should inspire you to go out there and complete your home or start your family with this beautiful black lab. Like Julie said, there's a video on Instagram at the Wake Up on Y98 that you put together, Julie. He's adorable.
He's so cute. He's got so this cute little white hair on his nose.
Yeah.
It's adorable. He's only like 25 pounds, and he's probably fully grown right now. So he's just a little black lab. You can fit him in your house, I'm sure.
If this sounds perfect for you, you can check it out on our Instagram, The Wake Up, Y98. Feel free to slide in the DMs to DM, and Julie will hit you back, give you all the information, so you can easily adopt Sebastian. It's Y98 St. Louis. Just after 9 o'clock, you're going to have a... Look, I was getting kind of used to be it, so will you love to let my guard down and then you pull the rug? I was getting kind of used to be it, so will you love... I think we can all agree that last year was one of the toughest years, man. Concerts canceled, all special events canceled, and now they are coming back, and it's like a breath of fresh air. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, and we just announced a country concert. I think this is so cool. I love country concerts with Dierks Bentley.
Yeah, Dierks Bentley, the Beers on Me tours come into the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater October 21st. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m., but we have a pair of lawn tickets to the show before you can buy them for caller number 18.
All right, 314-531-9898. The bumps. Everything look better with a view. Why you always in the mood? Looking around like you're brand new. I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but try to play it cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view, yeah.
It is time for the winner of Dierks Bentley, baby.
It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We talked about concerts coming back to St. Louis and all over the country, man. And I love that we're giving away tickets to a country concert because it's just about having a good time. Sarah, do you like having a good time?
Yes.
Yes. Well, congratulations, Sarah. You're going to be going to see Dierks Bentley and having a great time.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Julie, what's the tour called again?
So it's the Beers on Me tour, October 21st at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And our friends Jen Myers and Hayes, they have tickets too to give away throughout the day today.
Sarah, what kind of beer are you going to make Dierks buy you?
Definitely Bud Light.
All right. Hayes told me, so if you try to win with Hayes in the afternoon, he told me always go Bud Select. Don't go Bud Light, Brett. That's what he told me. He's like, you're new to St. Louis. Bud Select's the way to go. So, Sarah, try the Bud Select and you can tell people Hayes told you to do it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you so much for the call. Congratulations. More chances.
Eucora.com/radio.
Ashley HomeStore's Memorial Day Early Access Sale. Friday through Monday only. Buy one, get one half off. Or get 0% interest for 5 years at Ashley HomeStore. This is home.
Weather is brought to you by Ashley HomeStore. This is home. Mostly sunny today. High near 65. Cloudy tonight. Low down to 46. Partly sunny tomorrow. High near 68.
It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, but the person who's been waking up St. Louis for like 15 years is Jen Myers, has a special day today. Jen, you're the best. I just want to start with that.
Oh, thanks. You guys, it's my... Kevin was like, do I say happy anniversary? Yes, absolutely. This is my five-year cancerversary.
Congratulations. Wow.
I mean, this is like that daunting, like, anniversary that was kind of hanging over my head for the longest time. And a lot of people have different dates, like the date of your last surgery is your official, like when you start the clock. I started the clock as soon as I got the call that I had cancer. And it was, I mean, I still remember that whole day so vividly. And that day I was like, oh my gosh, what? I don't think I can do this. It's so overwhelming. And there were times throughout this whole process where I did not think I would make it to 5 years with just a rare and aggressive form of cancer, my cancer coming back while I was doing chemo, my cancer coming back in my lungs a couple years later, and I'm still here. And I said, sometimes you just break it down into small, achievable goals, like I woke up today.
Yeah.
I'm so still breathing. I saw the sunset on another day. Like, it's sometimes you can't think too far ahead. You can't think about 5 years or 10 years. You just have to think about today, tomorrow. And one of my friends always said, science is amazing, and they're constantly coming up with new things. And tomorrow, they could come up with the next treatment that will do amazing things for me. I mean, I'm on a medicine right now that wasn't available when I was diagnosed 5 years ago.
Amazing. Yeah. I'm so glad they're coming up with new things to help people that are dealing with cancer.
I know. So my kids made me cry first thing in the morning. There was a card out for me. My husband wrote this really sweet note. And my son said, I love you so much, Mom. Keep fighting.
Oh,
and then I was just like a puddle of tears because I remember how teeny tiny they were when I got diagnosed. I mean, Nora was 3 and a half. And she's celebrating her half birthday today, which is how we always remember this. Yep. So, thanks, you guys. It means a lot because I wouldn't have been able to get through it without all of you helping me out, and friends and family and listeners being so supportive and sharing their cancer stories, because it was the people who called in and said, I'm a 20-year cancer survivor, or I'm a 10-year cancer survivor, or my mom has, you know, been a 30-year cancer survivor. I'm like, okay, I'm storing all these stories away to pull out when I really need them, when I feel like I can't make it. So hopefully I can serve as a little inspiration today.
You are true inspiration. You are the greatest example of strength, Jen, and so we appreciate you. And I love what your doctor said when you moved into a new position on Y98. They're like, thank God, your doctors are excited. Right.
I know.
Excited.
They're throwing a party today, too. So it's going to be a big party in the studio. I want everybody else's like motivation that they say to themselves, because I know I have my own things, but I think we can all learn from each other. So 314-531-9898. Big party in the studio today.
Yeah.
Well, we're leaving the reins over to Jen. She's taking over the rest of the day. The superhero is on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.